Hey, speaking of out there, we got Andrew Goff back on. He is down by the Del Norte Street Pier / Devil's Playground. What's the latest?
Again, I'm just kind of walking and talking to people, getting kind of the flavor of this. I would say that the residents down here that I've talked to, not too thrilled about yesterday's operation. It was kind of harsh to just scoop up people's possessions with a backhoe. But obviously that would be anyone's view, right? But I was talking to this guy named Tim, who according to him, he's been here for several years, just kind of in this area, and he kind of invited me back to his place. He wanted to show me, like, this is kind of an example of what is better. And it's kind of he's got a nice little setup back there in the trees. He's got chickens. Yeah, he has his own chickens that kind of populate his place. And he's a guy that I was talking to him. He's trying to get Social Security worked out. He says his back is hurt. Can't work. So he kind of bemoans the fact that there are some younger people back here that added to the kind of the drug culture of the place. That, where are we to go?
Is his
ultimate question. Where else can we go?
I mean, if we want to put this in cliche terms, you've got like the kindly hobo, right? And then you've got like the angry meth kid. Like it's such a weird blend. Somebody had sent me a link about an ACLU verdict. This was in Fresno, 2008, according to the ACLU. Fresno cops went and did the same thing where they just cleared out a bunch of stuff. Said, oh, sorry, homeless people, we're taking your stuff. And among the stuff they took, valuable personal ID, Social Security cards, family photos, and the kicker here is important life-saving medications, which caused a real problem. So the ACLU wound up suing Fresno PD, $2 million verdict later. Cops are not really allowed to seize and destroy property. It's more complicated than that, but that adds an element to the whole thing as well. So I don't know what EPD is allowed to do or what they are not allowed to do, but that would certainly merit exploration.
If I were to venture to guess, I would say that there was kind of indiscriminate scooping up of possessions of the people that weren't here to claim them yesterday. So that would be, that is interesting.
Look, let's be in touch, but let me ask you this, because this is more your background than mine. How much of what you see passes the what would Jesus do test?
Well, as far as the EPD's actions?
The whole scene.
I think something that was really interesting to me yesterday was the fact that there were a few city workers down here clearing things out, but the sheer most number of bodies were those of people that are on the SWAP, the inmate work crews that's the sheriff work alternative program that, if you get in trouble with law for a nonviolent offense, you can sign up for the SWAT program. They'll have you do, manual labor of some sort. And it was just so interesting to me that here, is a group of people that, in a different regard are down on their luck, and they've been tasked with coming down here and moving other people that are down on their luck. And I'm still trying to process what I think about that, because that was kind of a trip. But as far as EPD, I don't know. I mean, they are the people that were down here representing the police department. They were given a task to go do this, and they did it. They're following orders, if you will. What would Jesus do? That's what we're all trying to figure out, Mike.
Andrew Goff, thank you so much, man. Good luck down there.
Yeah.
Take care.
Do the right thing, do the right thing. Do it all the time, do it all the time. Make yourself right, never mind them. Don't you know you're not the only one suffering? Do the right thing, do the right thing.